In 1 month, the stock market lost 10% of its value and inflation's clearly out of control. And the only answer the Fed has is to raise interest rates, further stalling the economy. How are you protecting your savings? I'll tell you how I'm protecting mine with gold from Birch Gold Group, B-I-R-C-H. Text Dan to 989898 and Birch Gold will send you a free information kit on diversifying into gold tax-free. Hedge against inflation, protect your hard-earned money. Get your free information kit by texting Dan to 989898. Do it today.
Dan Bongino.
Welcome to the Bongino Brief. I'm Dan Bongino. You know, I don't want to oversell stuff because you lose credibility when you do that. So I'm trying to be careful, but shocking, stunning comments by a pharma executive about the vaccines and the testing. Oh, yeah, I know you saw it. These are really, really astonishing comments that actually caught me off guard. You know, I've been a vaccine skeptic and I have been open and honest about my own error, I think, in not processing information and kind of panicking early on, given my disease and that I had, and taking the COVID vaccine without allowing for the science to materialize. Huge mistake. Biggest medical mistake of my life. I'm only human, folks. I make mistakes like anyone else. I have no superhuman powers of deduction, okay? So this happened. This Minister of Parliament for the European Union, his name is Rob Ross. He did the media rounds yesterday. But he asked a question that, I got to tell you guys, I'm kind of surprised no one's thought to ask yet in a formal type setting like this. He's got this Pfizer executive on the record there and asks a question that should have been asked a long time ago. Did you guys test this thing, this vaccine, to see if it would prevent transmission before you launched this thing into the market for tens and hundreds of millions of people to take? Kind of a simple question, right? Because the whole purpose of a vaccine, or at least one of the primary purposes, can we all agree, is to, at a minimum, significantly reduce transmission, at a maximum, stop it completely. Like, that's the point of a freaking vaccine. Nobody's asked this question yet, as far as I know. I want you to listen to the answer and watch your jaw drop. Check this out.
I will speak in English so there are no misunderstandings. Was the Pfizer COVID vaccine tested on stopping the transmission of the virus before it entered the market? If not, please say it clearly. If yes, are you willing to share the data with this committee? And I really want a straight answer, yes or no, and I'm looking forward to it. Thank you very much.
Regarding the question around, did we know about stopping immunization before it's entered the market? No. We had to really move at the speed of science to really understand what is taking place in the market.
This is scandalous. Millions of people worldwide felt forced to get vaccinated because of the myth that you do it for others. Now, this turned out to be a cheap lie.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. What do you mean, no, you didn't test it? What do you mean by that? Listen, to the Pfizer folks. I'm not one of these people who jumps down the throat of any company for any reason if I don't have evidence, but you need to come out and explain this today. Like, yeah, you need to come out and explain this 10 minutes ago before my show even started. What the hell are you talking about? And then the answer from the lady gets, I don't know if you caught this one part. Obviously, the no answer is the big kind of stunning revelation. But there's a secondary part of that. She says we had to move at the speed of science. The speed of science is testing hypotheses, getting a result and retesting it for its veracity, reliability, and validity. The speed of science isn't rushing out a vaccine and acknowledging that you didn't even test it to check if it would stop transmission. How the hell is that the speed of science? You know what that is the speed of, however, Joe? That's the speed of politics.
Oh, yes.
Now, you can blame it on whoever you want. Trump, Biden, that's your call. I'm just telling you, folks, this thing's getting ugly now. More in a minute, but first, we have a new sponsor I'm really excited to tell you about, Windshield Wow from Wow Auto Parts. I use it. It's amazing. Appropriately named because I said wow the first time I used it on my windshield. The Windshield Wow is an ingenious windshield cleaning device. It uses two magnetic cleaning paddles. They're super strong. You have one on the outside and one on the inside. It cleans both sides of your windshield. I mean, what good is it to clean one side, right? And it does it all from the outside. All you do is push around the outside paddle, and the inside follows and cleans the inside automatically. It's the cleanest my windshield's been in a long time. I get a lot of bugs and debris on it down here in Florida. No more struggling to clean the inside. The Windshield Wow applies the firm cleaning pressure for you and is super thin to get into those tiny dash areas. I like my windshields clean. Obviously, I want to see what's going on. Haze and film builds up on both sides, causing dangerous glare. Windshield Wow is the fastest and least hassle way to get super clean, streak-free, and safe windshield. Paul and I were so impressed, we got one for her, too. Go to windshieldwow.com to get this ingenious cleaning device now. That's windshieldwow.com, windshieldwow.com. Use Bongino at checkout for a special discount. That's windshieldwow.com. Thanks, Windshield Wow, for being our newest sponsor. Love the product. If you're looking for a firearm that's easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from Henry Repeating Arms. It's a portable rifle you can put together and take apart in a few minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case it comes in. It's so small, it can be stored anywhere, in a go bag, anywhere. It's light enough to carry everywhere. Comes in black and two different camo patterns. You can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. You can watch a few videos at henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, be sure to order their free catalog. Henry makes more than 200 rifles, shotguns, and revolvers, and they're all made in America, backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website. It's henryusa.com, and be sure to order a free catalog. They'll send it with free decals and a list of dealers in your area. That's henryusa.com for a free catalog and decals and to see the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. What have I told you so many times, you're probably tired of hearing it? The vaccine mandates and the mask mandates have absolutely nothing to do with vaccines or masks. What do you mean? They have everything to do with the second portion of that, mandates. They obviously had nothing to do with the vaccine because the company's acknowledging itself it hadn't tested to see if it would stop transmission because they were working at the speed of science. So how the hell do you mandate a vaccine if it's about the science, right, guys? When the science, admittedly, wasn't even there. The answer is because it was about attacks on body sovereignty. The socialists and the communists who were infecting our body politic around the world could not backtrack once they put out a government edict that what goes in your body is their choice, not yours. If they backtrack, they'll look fallible. If they look fallible, cracks develop in the dam. If cracks develop in the dam and the dam bursts, the whole socialism, government knows better than you idea completely falls apart. It's why to this day, even as I covered yesterday, no matter how much science emerges, how much testimony emerges, that the vaccines and the masks do almost nothing of what they said they would do, liberals will not back down from either wanting to mandate it or shoving them down your throat. They won't. They won't because they can't. Once they admit that government screwed up, that the government they claim is going to be the solution to all your problems, it's the socialist ethos. Once they admit that that model sucks, the whole house of cards collapses. Ladies and gentlemen, it pains me to say this. They would rather see you suffer, and they would rather see people die from consequences of this vaccine. They would rather see COVID spread than give up their mask mandates and their vaccine mandates because their whole governing model falls apart. We're living in the information dark ages, folks. We are right now. They are so committed to hiding the side effects and downsides of this vaccine, especially for people who are young and healthy. They are so committed, some of them would rather see you die. That is a stunning thing for me to have to say, but it's true. Is it just a news article? Be in my newsletter today, bongino.com/newsletter. If you want to read it, you can follow us there. Talks about this Twitter censorship. So you know about, I discussed yesterday, Joseph Ladapo, Dr. Ladapo, the Surgeon General of Florida. He's a medical doctor. He also has a PhD. Pretty impressive resume. MD, PhD. One of those would be impressive. Both, extra impressive. He was censored for sharing the fact that that young folks within a certain age band may suffer serious side effects and increased degree of side effects and cardio side effects. If they take this vaccine, it may outweigh the benefits of this vaccine. So, of course, because we live in the dark ages with a bunch of socialist scumbags who can't admit that their government top-down mandate-based model is a total failure, what did they do? Twitter censored Ladapo. Well, did you hear about this one? Alex Berenson. You're like, Alex Berenson, isn't that an old case? Didn't he sue Twitter? And then they had a settlement in the case where Twitter acknowledged fault. No, they're back again. This is a new case of them censoring Berenson yet again. Folks, we live in the freaking dark ages of information. We are living in a North Korea-style government right now. Just because the violence and the gulags aren't openly exposed and out there yet, you could even argue that in some cases, doesn't mean they're not coming for you. These people are crazy. They have completely detached us from a constitutional republic. Here, former New York Times reporter Alex Berenson remains locked out of his Twitter account. Look at the date in this article. It's October 11th. This is yesterday. It's October 12th. I had to check the date to be sure. He remains locked out of his Twitter account for sharing Australian government data that showed overall deaths jumped after the country, which largely avoided the first wave of COVID, authorized vaccines last year. Why did I repeat government data three times? Alex Berenson didn't make the freaking data up, folks. The data is from the Australian government, showing that deaths jumped after the country implemented the COVID vaccine. Kind of an important thing to know. No? We had Dr. McCullough, world-renowned cardiologist on my show, banned from Twitter for putting out information. Listen to me. Listen good. Please. Listen good. My mom used to say that. Daniel, listen and you listen good. She was tough. Really tough. Gives me no joy to tell you this. Some of these left, not all of them. I don't like to stereotype people. But unfortunately, there is a significantly large and growing number of leftists that would rather see you die than admit that their government top-down mandate model for vaccines and masks failed because the government is populated full of morons. Process what I just told you. They would rather see you die. I wrote it down right here. Just in case you think I'm kidding and I just kind of threw that out there extemporaneously. They would rather see you die than give up control of information.
The Dan Bongino Show.
If you'd like to hear more, subscribe to The Dan Bongino Show wherever you get your podcasts.